This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Fedor was on with Afternoon Drive from Cleveland.com. Says the Cavs need more playoff performers. Hit it.
I think the thing that they understand based on everything that transpired this year is that they don't have enough playoff level performers on this roster, and they have to find a way to get more of those guys. And maybe they look at it and say, well, you know, being through the experience is going to benefit Darius Garland. Being through the experience is going to benefit Kenny Atkinson and Evan Mobley. And some of these other guys are going to be more hardened by that. But I think that the comments from Kobe Altman at the end of the season about the difference between mastering the 82-game season and the 16-game season and everything that we've seen at this stage of the playoffs with some of these other teams and how they're having success and the type of player that they have on their roster. I think the Cavs are honestly asking themselves, do we have enough guys that can be playoff performers, high-level playoff performers?
He goes further, says that the Cavaliers need to master the playoffs.
I do think that the Cavs have mastered the regular season, and I do think they have shown that they've got 82-game players. But do they have enough 16-game players the way that Indiana does, the way that New York does? And if you're starting to have conversations about trying to add more 16 players to this roster, it becomes a little bit complicated based on their salary cap situation, based on their limited assets, and sometimes that requires making some painful decisions. And sometimes that requires opening yourself up to listening and being more open to an idea of moving off of some guys that you may really, really like.
That's Chris Fedor on Afternoon Drive. The next time you'll get the chance to hear him is coming up on June 20th. So mark your calendars on this show. So you hear what he has to say, and I know that you've shared the Drew Holiday thing, and you took a lot of heat for that.
People didn't like that at all.
I didn't like it, to be honest with you. There's other names there that obviously are mentioned. You know, I'm one of the people who, when it comes to Jared Allen, I really think in so many ways you've reached your pinnacle of Jared Allen. I don't know how much further he can go. So if you wanted to talk about Jared Allen, okay, when it comes to Darius Garland, we got to be careful with him. I mean, he is a two-time All-Star. I know that he has his good years now, and he has his bad years now. I wonder if basketball players, and I'm asking you before we fight, are basketball players, can I look at them almost the same way as pitchers, where it's like, David Price isn't a good playoff pitcher until he pitches well in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw
yeah.
is a terrible postseason until he pitches really well in the postseason, then that goes away. Can I do the same thing for basketball players, can I?
There are guys that break through. There are guys that, you know, you wonder when are they going to put together a good playoff run. We thought maybe Julius Randle was one of those until, you know, the last few games. Carl Anthony Towns, people thought he would be played off the floor in every playoff series. It turns out depends on the matchups. So certainly I would be surprised with a guy as talented as Darius Garland. I would be stunned if he never has a good playoff series. Now, I don't know if he's ever going to be a big-time playoff performer for an entire run of a playoff season. Sometimes you don't need to do that. So you need other guys to step up and do that. But I do think there is one mistake a lot of people are making when, especially the Cavs fans that never want to change the team. They think Kobe Altman has done a great job to this point, which I think he has too, but that somehow Kobe Altman can't make new trades to make the team even better. I do think they're making a mistake, which is, and I think Chris Fedor kind of alluded to it. We know this team with Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, they could fall out of bed next year. And as long as they stay healthy, they could have a chance to threaten for 60 wins again if they're trying. If they're really competing and trying to win regular season games, like in the East next year, as watered down as the East is, at least as it stands right now, things could change. I do think some teams are going
to
make moves.
Well, wait a minute. Am I skipping a step? Because I want to get to the finals. I don't care about, or I want to win the finals. I don't care about the Eastern Conference. Yeah. This is supposed to be a finals basketball team that's capable of winning the championship. So if it's just getting guys that we can get through the East, I'm not excited by that. especially if Boston's going to make changes here.
Well, you
would
get excited to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Would I?
Yeah, I think you would. That'd be another step, right?
What if I lost in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Obviously, circumstances matter. We kind of take these year by year.
I don't think the Eastern Conference Finals matter anymore. I think people want the finals now. You've lost twice in the second round. You're going to have to skip a step to get people excited.
You don't think people would be excited about winning, you know, 60 games and getting one round further next year? Like, let's say they beat the Pacers next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Next year to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And then they lost to who in the Eastern Conference
Finals? Yeah, I mean, it could be a team that we don't know. Could be an Orlando team that made a deal, right? And could have a big-time player addition to Pop.
So we're going to lose to an Orlando team that started after us on their rebuild?
Well, that's...
That's going to make me excited?
I think that is a reality that these teams are going to be in flux. Teams are going to make moves to either get ahead. I mean, obviously, it's very disappointing. Who had the Pacers ahead of us? And yet here we are, you know, two straight years they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think it's not always going to be linear, but I have a bigger point here.
Okay.
I have a bigger point that is Darius Garland... Yeah, and he's better than Jalen Suggs. He's a better player than Jalen Suggs. But he's also a better player than TJ McConnell. Who would you rather have in the playoffs right now? He's a better player than Alex Caruso. Who's a better playoff player? Like, I think people have to understand that there are guys that become better players. Like, nobody had Evan Mobley behind Pascal Siakam in their rankings. Who'd you rather have in the playoffs? Siakam. So... And by the way, I do think Evan Mobley will eclipse that down the road. I'm not saying trade Evan Mobley
for Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, I do think there is some common sense here. Like, Darius Garland is an incredible, and through the first 3 months of the year, he was as good as anybody. He was clutch. He was shooting the ball well.
See,
I do have my doubts that Darius Garland is ever going to not only make it through the entire regular season, but then play at that same level in the playoffs because the game is officiated differently. Defenses are more physical. They allow hand checking and more contact, and it's tougher to get through the gauntlet for guys his size. There are very few test cases. There are very few examples of guys of Darius' stature that can get to the playoffs and then even elevate their game. Jalen Brunson's one of them, and he does get picked on defensively, but he's able to make it through. He's able to outplay guys like Donovan Mitchell. He's done it before.
I disagree with you. I totally disagree with you. I look at Jared Allen. Jared Allen has reached his ceiling. Donovan Mitchell has reached his ceiling, but his ceiling is so much higher than anybody else's right now. Evan Mobley and Darius Garland have not reached their ceilings. So I am going to still bet on Darius. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to agree with you because I know that Darius Garland is 6'2 and slight. I'm betting that Darius Garland's ceiling is still going to be higher than Suggs, Caruso. Okay, fine. He's 5'1". He's smaller than Tom Cruise now all of a sudden.
I think they in the playoffs, they look even shorter, unfortunately.
So anyway, Evan Mobley's ceiling is going to get higher. I'm betting on that. That means that Darius Garland is going to be freed up for more opportunities, which makes him a more competitive, or excuse me, that competitive is not the word, makes him a more viable NBA playoff player. That's why I'm not moving him for Jalen Suggs, Alex Caruso, or TJ McConnell. Yeah, they're better right now. I think they play with guys who might space it out a little bit better. If Evan reaches the point where he's supposed to reach, I think it frees up Darius Garland. I got nothing for Jared Allen. It's easy for me, a guy like me, to take swings at Jared Allen, even though I think he has maybe the strongest fan base of any of these players. What?
As Evan Mobley continues to get better and is going to initiate the offense more, I can't have Darius Garland taking up all the shots, all the usage, all the ball handling.
But like, I don't think he has to. Wouldn't it become so much clearer
guys,
with Evan?
That's part of the problem. If Darius was injured, and I believe he was, and I did give him credit for gutting it out and playing and responding to the pressure
so did Evan.
That he had, the issue was, why was it that he was the one that took more shots? What did he take? How many shots did he take in the elimination game 5? And he clearly didn't have it. Like, that's one of the problems. He is obstructing the growth of of right now.
Did you ever think that maybe it has to do with trust of Evan?
The two guards in conjunction, actually, are kind of stymieing the growth of Evan Mobley. When the ball is in their hands, it can't be in Evan Mobley's hands, and it's going to limit the trajectory of Evan Mobley. So I think going forward, this team, especially in the Donovan Mitchell window, and we've all talked about 2 years, I think they'd be better off with Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and a longer, more athletic, defensive-minded player.
Like Alex Caruso and Jalen Suggs and TJ McConnell.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. It sounds ridiculous on paper,
but
people with eyes are watching the playoffs. Who would you rather have in the playoffs this year?
So everybody else is just watching with blindfolds on?
I want people to ponder that. Who would you rather have in the playoffs? Would you rather have Darius Garland, there's no proof of concept of him being good in the playoffs? Or would you rather have those guys that have limited offensive games that are bringing it defensively? And at times, McConnell's hitting big shots.
I'll ask Daryl about this.
I saw Suggs outplay Darius Garland 2 years ago.
He is our Browns beat reporter. So I'd be okay with losing to Orlando in the Eastern Conference Finals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.